Welcome to episode 592 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander Travel agents, Anna and Sandy. Today, we're recapping an incredible adventure as the Outlander Travel team recently hosted a special group sailing aboard Virgin Voyages' Valiant Lady. Say that five times fast. Bringing together our clients and friends to experience this adults-only cruise line. There's nothing better than traveling with a group of like-minded adventurers who are just as excited about exploring, relaxing, and having fun as you are. Virgin Voyages brings a fresh vibe to cruising with amazing dining, vibrant entertainment, and experiences you won't find on a typical ship. From sunrise to sunset, every moment on board was filled with laughs, surprises, and unforgettable memories. So let's get started. I have been so excited to talk about this because it was so much fun.
I have too.
It was such a good itinerary. This was so much fun.
Yeah. It really was.
And the company made it really fun too, except Sandy.
It really did.
I was there. And Sandy was there.
We had a moment on board where Sandy and I walked up to a couple in one of the hot tubs to see what the temperature was like, and they were wearing Steelers hats, and she went like 5 minutes before she asked.
5 minutes without saying a word?
That long. It felt like that long because I was just sitting there waiting for her to say something.
Right?
You knew I was going to.
When I'm with my friend Leah, if somebody has a Bills hat on, the first thing out of her mouth is "Go Bills." So I feel like Sandy was like falling short.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you brought that up and not me because, you know, we have to get Pittsburgh into the
right. I know. Well, I would be mad if you brought it up. Yeah. If I bring it up. All right. So just some background. I'll just start with we, meaning me, decided that we should do a winter getaway cruise and promote it just because I don't think most people like being in the cold weather for as long as we have to be. And so I thought it would be a fun thing to do. And Virgin had just come out with some new promotions for what they call circles, which is groups. And I thought this is the perfect opportunity. So I found an itinerary that I really liked that went to a lot of places I hadn't been before. And I said, "Hey y'all, you want to sell this cruise?" And you guys were like, "I don't only want to sell this cruise. I want to go on this cruise."
Yeah. And we did.
So that's what we did. And so we did have a good mix of clients and agents, about half and half. When we count our guests as part of the agent crew, I guess, meaning like my husband and the people that we see, your husband, Anna, and your friend, Sandy. So anyway, it was so successful that, stay tuned, we think we're going to do it again. Mm-hmm. Oops, I did it again.
Honestly, getting out of town and doing a cruise in like February is so nice because I get really sick of the cold. It's just,
For some of us, right before the cruise had a foot of snow. So disappearing to the warm Caribbean weather was quite lovely.
Well, and I will say that was my biggest fear when I decided this was the itinerary we were going to do, because very often that last week of February, snow falls and then we have trouble traveling, right? I mean, you want to get out of it, but you can't because, you know, there's ice on the ground, especially here in North Carolina. Yeah. So we were very lucky to have the weather that we had when we had it, so that we were motivated to leave.
Very motivated.
We were not prevented from leaving. So, so let's talk a little bit about this itinerary. And I think instead of just talking about all the places that we went and what we did in those places, let's talk about sort of how we handled the cruise itself, too, because traveling with a group, I don't want to give anybody the impression that they had to hang out with us the whole time, but also let you know you can hang out with us the whole time if you want to. So I feel like we had a good mix of hanging out with each other and hanging out alone and with the clients that we brought. So so we'll sort of mix it up that way. So let's start with Puerto Rico, because I know some of you came in 2 days early. I did not. So tell us what you did, guys.
Well, we talked about this in last week's podcast, but I came in a couple days early and did a couple tours, and most of us actually did stay at the same place in Condado.
Mm-hmm. The Hilton Garden Inn.
Yeah.
Condado.
It was nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't stay there.
And that gave me, you know, gave us a good opportunity to explore Old San Juan, and Condado is a really good area too. I really like it. It's close to the pier, and it's, you know, a good beach, good place to walk around, lots of cool stuff to do. So
we won't, we won't recap what we talked about last week, but let's talk a little bit about sailing in and out of Puerto Rico, because sometimes that makes people feel like, oh, that's too far, and you can't drive there. It's physically impossible to drive there. So you do have to fly. So how was it? I mean, there's two ports in Puerto Rico, and we were at the, I will say, the less desirable of those two ports. They're very close to each other.
Yes.
Like, well, across the water from each other.
They are. And that wasn't our original port. It changed at some point, which could happen. But, you know, where we stayed, we took an Uber the next, the morning that we were boarding the ship. And I think it was like a $9 Uber ride, and we had another couple with us. So, I mean, it was super cheap, and it was like a 5-minute ride. I mean, it was so, so close.
And I think getting in and out of that port was pretty easy too. I think they had that pretty well done. And, my embarkation went so smooth. Like, Virgin had that really pinned down. It was good.
The only thing I will say about, like, just the port itself was disembarking. The area where you would catch, like, your ride shares, like an Uber. I don't think they have Lyft. I don't remember if they had. Anyway, Uber, taxi, stuff like that. It was extremely congested. So if you're getting off the ship and you have a flight that's leaving fairly soon, I would definitely be mindful of that, that area gets very congested and you might be waiting, you know, for a hot second for your transportation.
We did rideshare. We went over to rideshare, and it was so busy that I was like, there's no way we're going to get a car in any, and we weren't in a huge hurry, but you know, we didn't want to stand there for 4 hours. And so then we went over the taxi stand, and it was also busy, but it wasn't nearly as busy. It was like flowing constantly. So
maybe try the taxi stand
or a private transfer. It would be expensive because honestly, it's not very far. And so you're paying a lot of money for that, but to have that peace of mind, especially if you have a flight or like a morning flight, it may be worth it to do that.
Yeah.
See, I didn't have that experience. I think I might've been one of the last people off the ship.
Oh no, we got off very, very late.
Oh really? So when I walked over there, I mean, they had like rows available and they were just making all those Ubers pull into those different rows. And then we just saw our Uber and we walked over to it. It really wasn't that bad.
And just to say, I did not actually walk over there. We actually were stopped by a gentleman and we took the bait and it was $10 a person. We were like, okay, $20.
Oh, Lander Travel does not recommend this.
Anna.
No, we were with other guests.
Okay, so you just jumped in some random car.
It was like one of the, I don't know if you would call it, maybe it's not a taxi, but you know, it was a van. It's sounding even
worse. You're not making this any better.
God. Anyway, it was perfect for us, and we were with two other couples, so we weren't, I didn't do it by myself. But we paid $20 and we immediately got to skip all of that. And we drove past it and it just gave me anxiety looking at it.
Elizabeth, do you remember what you paid the taxi?
It was $10 a person.
Okay.
But we did something. So we did go to the taxi stand, so it was an official taxi, but they were cramming as many people into this van as possible and charging everybody $10.
I think that's what we did. Yeah. We just didn't go to the stand. So that's what we did. So
I don't remember. My friend that was with me is actually the one who did the Uber that day. So I don't remember what it cost.
But it probably was less.
The reason she did that was because I was having issues getting a signal. So there's that too that can happen. So
And if you're at the other port, it's a totally different experience. So
yeah.
I wouldn't put too much stock in what we're saying, because it could vary. You know, your mileage may vary, but
I have it listed as $32 with the tip. So ours was more.
Yeah. But not much more. And if you had four people, then it would be less for sure. I mean, to do an Uber. So but the overall thing that I was getting at here, just because with any luck, when we do this again, we'll probably go out of Puerto Rico again, because one of the great things about sailing out of Puerto Rico is you get to go further south, and going further south means it's warmer. So you can swim and you can do those
which
things.
Is important to some of our agents.
Some of our agents some apparently of them are have just, vitamin D deficiencies. And if it isn't 800 degrees outside, meanwhile, those of us who are going through that time of life are like, really, I'd be okay if we were going to Alaska right now. But the idea is to get away from the winter weather. And so that is what we will do. So it really isn't that bad. There are a lot of flights in and out of Puerto Rico all the time. Puerto Rico also has some wonderful cuisine. So listen to our episode from last week if you are still not sure, but you think you want to do this and hear about how wonderful Puerto Rico is. So with that, on a group cruise, there's lots of ways to do group cruises. And we did have dinner together, all as a group, on the first night at Razzle Dazzle. That is something that that Virgin Voyages will allow groups to do ahead of time. It is normally actually a little bit tricky to get reservations for a group of people. You have to all be linked together in the app, and you have to hope the app works, which it doesn't always do. So it was really nice to have that dinner. And I'll say that we were at three tables, maybe three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least
all three. Right. Yeah, all right next to each other. So.
Yeah. And I thought that was, I really like that we did that on the first night, because I thought it was a really great way for the group to come together. You could meet everyone. But then if you just, you know, are like, you know what, I just don't like these people, you don't have to see us again. But it really was fun, because I got to meet a lot of, you know, meet other people that I didn't know. So that was really fun. I liked that.
Yeah. And Razzle Dazzle is the vegetarian forward menu, but I don't think I saw anybody eating anything vegetarian.
No, we all ate naughty. Very naughty.
Yeah. So,
but I will say the dinner menu, I think, has more meat on it than the brunch menu, because I had brunch later and there were only two menu items with meat. Everything else was vegetarian or vegan. So if that is not your game, then you might want to sign up for brunch at the wake. Mm-hmm. So that was the only dinner we prearranged. And then we ate together in various groups throughout the rest of the cruise, based on who got their reservations together and who had their act together early. Anna would be one who had her act together early, and Sandy would be one who was like, I have no dining reservation.
I'm like, I'm gonna come eat with you. Or we're just gonna go to the galley. Which we did most nights.
So but all the specialty all the restaurants are restaurants. There's no main dining. So if you want to sit down, reservations are highly recommended. So I think this year when we do this, we're going to talk a lot more as a group about the dining reservation process. We sent out information, but I'm not sure that everybody was on the same page with it. So, you know, some of us just chose not to jump on it right away.
Some of us travel poorly so that you don't have to. And honestly, it was one of those things where I had so many trips like at that time that I just didn't really put a lot of thought into this trip until more closer to the date, you know.
But that's going to change on the next one.
Yeah,
I'll do more effort into it, Sandy.
I'll make all the reservations for everyone. You all heard it here first, right?
Yeah. I think that the key is making sure that we understand how the app links up to everybody else and making sure that we're all linked together. We'll work on that a little bit. But, it is nice to be able to eat in a different place every night and also have the option, if you want, to just go up to the galley and eat there. And the galley, we've talked about this with Virgin before. I love the galley because it's not a buffet, even though it is sort of a buffet. It's in the style of most buffets now, where you have food stations. But you can sit down.
That are enclosed in glass.
Yes, they're enclosed in glass.
So they have to hand it to you.
And they hand it to you. But if you don't want to mess with it at all, like me, You can sit down at a table and put the little flag up on your table and somebody will come take your order and bring you all your food.
Mm-hmm. One thing about eating in, dinner in the galley is a lot of those stations close early, like 5 o'clock. So they do have like the middle grill section that always has something, and they had something different every night. But I think, Anna, you guys were going to eat there with us one night and you didn't really like the choice, right? Was it you or Kristen? Anyone got pizza?
It was me.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the pizza is also the on option, but it might not be. Yeah. I mean, and then there's also the room service available. So that's a good option.
The pizza is really good though. I could eat that pizza every night. Yeah. Oh, my body fantastic. Would hate it.
Yeah. The pizza's fantastic. And we actually did do room service one day. We had a picnic.
I did it.
We had a picnic on our, just, we spread it out on our bed in the cabin and just had a little picnic, cut on a movie and just.
I had it pigged out. The night I was packing. I just got room service and watched Friends.
So yeah, it's fun.
Over and over. Yeah. It's nice. Good. Yeah.
And we also learned that the menu in the cabanas is the room service menu. So if you like the room service menu, you can get the same food in the cabanas. It's exactly the same. So
and they have chocolate covered pretzels, which is cool.
My husband got those.
Yeah.
So we all sort of did our own things at the various islands. And on this one, we went to St. Martin, Barbados, Martinique, and Antigua, as well as Tortola. But in the interest of time, let's talk about Martinique, because that is where we did our exclusive excursion that was just for our group. Mm-hmm. And I picked the excursion, so I'll let you guys talk about it because I'm biased.
You picked the excursion that had us drinking rum at 10 a.m., just saying.
Yeah, that wasn't in the description, but it tracks.
We're on vacation. It's okay.
You're like, it's not 10 a.m. everywhere.
Fine. I really liked it. And now what I really liked about this tour was, because when you're going to these places, and this is the way my brain works, but when I'm going to these places, I like to do, I want to be on a beach. I want to snorkel. And I did that in a lot of the other islands where we stopped. I did like speedboat, like beach hopping and snorkeling and just hanging out on the beach. This was fun because it was just much different. It was just, we got to just walk all around Martinique, and it was not something I would have just, I don't know if I would have gotten, having never been there. I'm not sure if I would have ventured off and just walked around all by myself. So that was a great way to see the town and enjoy some rum at 10 a.m. And
if I'm walking around a town like that, I love it to be on a tour so I can learn about the area. Mm-hmm. So I really liked that.
And let's be clear, we didn't walk all over Martinique. It is a decent sized island. We walked all over France.
Yes.
Sorry. But I do, like, for me, Martinique because it is a French island and I studied French extensively, and I'd always, I was like, oh, there's this island that's so close to me and it's French and I haven't been. I mean, I'm 54 years old and I'm finally going to Martinique. So it has a very French feel. It was very interesting. Mm-hmm. But also we did a food tour and I was surprised at how not French the food was. Like, food was important to them, and I'm sure there are some fabulous restaurants, and we went to some great places, but the food wasn't like French. We didn't have croissants, and we had rum. Right. We had this like cake that is very it's very Martinique. It's made there. It was, we Caribbean, went to the bakery where it was developed. Yeah, exactly. So and I love a good food tour. To me, that's the way to learn about a place, is through the food.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah, that was fun.
I will throw in, when we were in St. Martin, my tour took us over to the French side, and there was a French bakery over there that was phenomenal.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. I mean, it was very French. Like, the pastries and everything looked super French.
Yep.
It was really good.
I did that when I was in St. Martin last time, and I was just, I was like, ooh, French bakery. And I had no expectations, but oh my God, so good.
Yeah. It was really good.
So I'm not going to lie, I was a little disappointed that the food wasn't Frenchy French, but I also, if you listen to our podcast from last week, I went to a French restaurant when I was in Puerto Rico because you know, of course I did. So I had gotten my French food. So yeah, we will probably, and we just did that once. So everything else, everybody could sort of do what they wanted. And there were a couple of times where we all, you know, most of us did something together. Like in Antigua, we, a lot of us booked this beach day together. So I think for the next time we'll do that again. We'll pick one place where we can do an exclusive one. And then for the rest of the time, you sort of, you get to do whatever you want. And some of us booked through Virgin, some of us booked through another third party, and some of us did both, a little bit of both. So,
I would have done that, but I waited too long and it was sold out.
Well,
that
Brooke
kept happening to me.
Brooke booked a different time than us, but it was the same beach. So it was two different departures. So we just had to like try to hold a chair for her, which we were able to
Yeah, she ended up getting there an hour after us and then leaving an hour after us. So, but at least we got to spend some time.
Yeah, we left her in the ocean. She and Joe were swimming and we're like, bye.
Bye.
So, so then let's talk a little bit about what we did on board together.
Lots of trivia.
We rocked some trivia. That was the one thing we did.
And can I just say, I have won trivia on many, many cruises, partially because my husband is like, I don't know, crazy smart.
Competitive.
Yes, and competitive. But this is the only cruise line that where the winners get free drinks. They buy you a round of drinks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because usually it's like a deck of cards or a keychain or something. Yeah. And I'm like, who cares? Yeah.
We want to do is take it home and throw it away. Yep.
Mama was happy.
Yeah. Happy. She was happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was fun.
But just on a kind of a low key, what I like about Virgin is there's lots of like little spaces like on the rocks, or there's all these like little just spaces where you can just gather and just hang out, like not do anything, just relax and just enjoy each other's company, some great conversations, some delicious cocktails, and just
music
and some great music. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I like is all the spaces that are just scattered throughout the ship.
Servers like were so good about remembering us and
I called several out in my survey because they were just top notch.
We did too. I think that I always am given a hard time. This is my third Virgin cruise and I'm always on the rocks. And people are like, is that your favorite bar? I think Sandy even said that to me. Is that your favorite bar? I'm like, well, yes, it is. Because it has the best selection of bourbon and whiskey. And that's what I drink. But I also like it because there is almost always something like live music or something going on. And so you really, the first time I sailed on Virgin, there was a blues performer in there all the time. And I was captivated. Like he was fantastic. And I felt like the entertainment in there was great this time around too. And it's just the perfect place to sort of go. It's very close to most of the restaurants. So it's just so convenient.
Just right in the center of the ship.
It's a great place to go have like those pre-dinner drinks. And
But there's lots of other places, you know, where you can enjoy drinks. And there's like a champagne bar that's mostly wine and champagne. And I think you went, did you ever go to the draft house thing with the beer, Sandy? I know you walked by it and said you hadn't been there and it was like Thursday.
That's where we were for the last trivia, right?
No, that's the, that is the, what is that called? Common.
Right. Okay. So it's above on the rocks, that draft place?
Yes, above on the rocks. Yeah. And it's just taps. It's just beer. Yeah.
Yeah. I did go to that once.
Yeah.
But mostly I was just wherever my friends were hanging out. So, you know, it was cool. Yeah. That was fun.
I also really like the space on the back of the ship.
The dock.
Yes. Thank you. The dock.
Yeah. Don't tell anybody about it.
Yeah.
That is my favorite place. And so many people, like my first cruise, we didn't find it till the last day. And we walked out there and we were like, where has this been my whole life? Because the way Virgin.
And you have to walk through the juice bar to get to it. Too.
It's got massive loungers just and these huge umbrellas. And it's so quiet. And you can just lay there and just watch the ocean and oh my gosh, it's heavenly. So everybody come and join Elizabeth. We're going to all gather at the aft of the ship at the dock.
Yeah. Well, and I was there quite a bit, partially because my husband took over the hammock in our room. So if I wanted quiet time, I had to go out
to the dock. So I really love it out there, and it's nice and breezy. And then in the afternoon, the food that they bring out is so, so good. And you can buy pitchers of drinks. I think they have a sangria. Whatever your pleasure is, it's great there. And actually the bar that's attached to that was excellent. Like the bartender there was amazing. And I didn't meet her until Scarlet Night, which was halfway through the cruise. So, it's hard to do everything on a Virgin cruise for sure. We also, did anybody in this room participate in Pajama Night?
Yes, ma'am.
Anna did.
I did.
Tell us about it.
Oh, it was so fun. So I will say, when Pajama Night first starts, it's very like kind of calm. People are just kind of gathering, standing. If you are more of you want to dance, and that doesn't start. So if I would maybe show up a little casually late, because it'll be really amped up then. But literally everybody's in pajamas. All different types of pajamas.
Was this on the pool deck?
This is
the sports area.
Yes, this is sports area where the net is. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Back that way. The diva comes and does a little perform, does her thing. And it's just a great, it's really just a party. I mean, everybody's dancing and they've got, the music's great. It's really fun.
It's the first night too, so there's no better way to meet your fellow sailors than in your pajamas. So
absolutely.
I will say, Anna says come fashionably late. The thing doesn't start till 10 o'clock. So I'm lucky if I get there. I've three cruises and I've been there once.
We didn't stay for the whole thing. I mean, we enjoyed it for a little while, but yes, I am not typically a night owl, but honestly, this was my third Virgin cruise and I had never done pajama night because my husband, that's just not his thing. And it's always been he and I cruising together. So I finally had some friends that were like, yeah, let's go. So I had to go and check it out.
So did John go with you or you went?
No, he didn't. Okay. He didn't.
That is yet another thing about group cruising. If your partner doesn't enjoy some of the same things that you enjoy, then you can
come hang out with us. I'm always down for something. So
exactly. There's some weirdo. Speaking of that, weirdos, on the day at sea, we took out the biggest karaoke room.
Ah, thank you, Anna, for us.
I've already started a playlist in my head for the next one.
Okay, good.
That was fun. That was really fun.
They left the playlist up to me, folks, and I'll tell you, I like some weird stuff, but we had a good time.
It was fun. Yes.
Yeah, we're like, fun. Who chose this song? Yeah. No, but I loved it because
I asked for requests and nobody had any.
Let me tell you a little bit. Hold on one second though. They have regular regular karaoke where you go into a room and there's all kinds of people singing and acting a fool and doing that. It's so much fun. But this is different. So what this is on Virgin, they have private booths. I can only say for this ship, I'm assuming the others are the same, but there's three booths. There's two that are smaller that hold, I think, like 6 to 8 people. And then there's one larger one, the purple room, that holds, it says 10. But I also heard it, I was told you can do up to 15. So you can have like a max of 15. And you sign up for it each day. So what I did was I'm a morning gal. So at about 6:30 a.m., I was up in my pajamas, zipping down because literally nobody's out in the ship, so nobody saw me. I zipped down in my pajamas and signed us up for that day. And you just put the time slot. It has all the little time slots. So you just mark your name and room cabin, and it's yours for an hour.
Yeah,
and those rooms get warm, so please dress appropriately because it does get warm because it is.
Yeah.
But it's soundproof, so no one outside can hear.
Soundproof mostly. We heard a little bit of the group before us,
but it is a private. It's not if you enjoy singing and like I love to sing, but I'm absolutely wretchedly horrible. It's great.
I mean, this was like our own sing-along where we were all just scream singing everything.
Yeah, we it wasn't like people taking turns and like singing individual. We all just had a group sing-along and it was so much fun. So
and I can't believe you haven't seen Encanto, Anna. Have you seen it yet?
Oh my God.
She didn't know the Bruno song? Oh my God.
I knew because of social media and all of you people, I knew the song. But I just have not.
You have to watch it.
I will watch it. I promise.
So you can, and you can control the room any way you want. So if you want to do a, you know, one person at a time singing or whatever, there are microphones in there, but we pretty much just defaulted to, hey, you know, we're going to whoop it up all together because nobody really wanted to jump up and do that. So
you didn't want me to do that.
It was a highlight for me. And then, so we've run over, I mean, we've gone on pretty long, but if you are interested in sailing with us, we will, by the time we post this, have our group set and, the booking form set up, and we can put that in the show notes and then, you can also find it on our groups page. It's hosted trips. If you look at the top of the web page, hosted trips, and then you can scroll through all of our group trips to see if there's anything else you want to join us on. Some things, you know, more of us go on than others. This Virgin one seems to be one that we'll have a good number of agents on. Sometimes it's just one or two of us going to, you know, to help host the group, but we don't drag you around and force you to do what we want to do. We just give you a little bit of
trip.
Company. Yep.
This is your trip, so you can spend time with us if you want. And if you don't, you don't have to see us at all.
Which is good for me because I'm an introvert and I probably need some alone time.
we don't let her have it.
I know. Anna keeps trying to hug me. It's terrible.
It's a good combination of how much you can stand. Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I just need to say out loud in public that Sandy also isn't a hugger, but people don't give her the hard time that they give me. And I don't understand that.
Because you're very vocal about how you're not a hugger. And you even make faces when I try to hug you sometimes.
I feel like Sandy is also very vocal.
Sometimes I just
likes my hug.
Sometimes I do too. When I get caught off guard, but it's always very awkward. I'm always like,
I did get a couple of Elizabeth's hugs on this cruise that I did not ask for. They were all her. So I'm just going to leave it. I'm just going to leave it right there.
I was drinking. Yeah. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Sandy, Anna, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.